The standoff over Governor Parnell's plan to rewrite the state's oil tax regime has turned personal. In a letter to Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman late last week, Parnell referred to senators working on an alternative tax reduction plan as, quote, a group of hens in the barnyard. Later, he asked Stedman not to, quote, shoot explorers in the head while they look for new sources of oil. The letter was a comment on a speech Stedman had delivered to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce last week in support of a tax proposal the Senate is pursuing. Stedman saw the letter as entertaining and dismissed it, saying the subject of taxation is unrelated to chickens. But he didn't back down from the Senate's plan or the goal of a new tax plan.
There's certainly more substantive issues, and we have time to address. But we're going to tomorrow kick off at 9 o'clock with industry. The three majors, Exxon, BP, and Conoco, will be testifying, and then we'll have PFC Energy the following day, our consultant, and we'll start working on alterations of the bill, and continue to try to evolve that and solve as many problems as time will allow.
Parnell said the letter was a proportional response to Stedman's speech. In a press conference this afternoon, Parnell criticized the Senate for missing a self-imposed deadline of giving its bill, SB 192, to the House by last Friday. He was asked specifically whether he would veto the Senate bill.
I do not support SB 192 in its current form. I still believe, though, that the Senate Finance Committee can make some changes, and I believe, obviously, it's a Senate bill. The House can make some changes.
The bills from the governor and the Senate cut oil taxes in different ways. The governor's offers more significant reductions, and the industry is pushing for it. Parnell today pointed to production promises that have been attached to his tax regime. BP last month promised $5 billion in new investments if the governor's bill passes. The governor today announced a commitment by Armstrong Oil and Gas, a newcomer to the state, of an additional $9 billion in new investment.
Unless there are companies willing to step forward with money in exchange for a new tax regime, then you got to question whether the tax regime is worth implementing and whether it will create new business.
A letter from Armstrong Oil and Gas says it could cause the company to invest as much as $9 billion. Stedman said the state will need more investment than what BP has offered to get production to the million barrels a day goal the governor has set.
Although it might sound like a lot of money and very attractive, but when you actually look at the funds that's needed, the investment that's needed to go after this incremental oil production, it's not going to do it.
Stedman says he anticipates the Senate Finance Committee will have the bill ready for a vote early next week.